one of those songs that absolutely just rips itself out of your face, doesn't it? What was it, Greta?
Good question. It was Wild Boys and Paulini with Touching a Stranger, which I wouldn't recommend.
Wouldn't you?
No.
You know... Well, not unless they're sort of looking your way. You might get a slap in the face. Now, Paulini has been in the wars, hasn't she? Did you read about that?
I did indeed.
Yeah, because she's starring in The Bodyguard. But she's obviously done something a bit weird with her license in New South Wales and has been being caught trying to bribe a policeman to get her a new license. Is that right? Am I doing the right thing here?
I think you are, but I reckon it would have been quite innocent. I reckon thought there might have been another system that you can... she doesn't strike me as...
a dodgy system. Well, no. Do you know what? It made her instantly more interesting to me. You know, like she's an underworld figure now. Anyway... I definitely said love you, didn't he? That wasn't love you. he's obviously got real problem with saying the love word. Let me love you. Let me love you. Who the hell was that, Greta?
Justin Bieber and DJ Snake.
It was. I never recognised his voice. That's just an age thing, I think.
I think also depending on who is producing his work, it goes through different channels,
you. Mm. Different sort of vocoders and yes. things that put it in tune. I mean, obviously, he can
sing and he's a brilliant little drummer.
Tacker, isn't he? He's one of those overachievers who went a bit, he went a bit sort of awry for a while and then came back. But you would, I don't know what we'd do if you had success so young. I think it would send you absolutely potty.
Oh, and it'd be so annoying to walk, you know, you want to go out of the house in your PJs and just get milk and you can't.
No, you get mobbed and you almost get milked yourself probably. But no, never had been a problem for me.
No,
although I dreamed it would happen. But, you know, I'm glad that it doesn't. Imagine that. Well, you could never be sure that anybody just liked you for you. You'd never know that. You'd go completely paranoid.
I think. You'd have to hold on to... You could see why people in those positions often are still friends with their childhood friends.
Yeah, because
I mean, you could see why as normal adults as well.
They knew me before I was famous. They don't just want me for me. I mean, they do just want me for me. But, yeah, you just wouldn't know. And to be honest, if you are the other person, if you're the person who's become friends with a famous person, can you really trust yourself to say, well, you know...
Keep all the secrets. Would
I still be... No. I love the way that your mind goes straight to that, Greta. Oh, what can I... You know, how much can I earn out of this story, the press? No, if you actually... You know, because you've come to them knowing them in some way or associating with them in some way. So that idea that you're just friends meeting as equals, can it really be? Or are you always aware of the fact that they're famous and maybe... I don't know. I mean, it's a silly question. Maybe nobody cares. But, yeah... You know, in the industry in which I work,
I don't meet anybody. Oh.
No, I don't.
Oh, I didn't realise that sentence was going to have such a...
I'm in television, you know, and so there are a lot of people. I'm thinking, is there always that slight... Because, you know, Asha Keddy would go down for a coffee and people would just be, you know, their normal selves and quite friendly. But if it's Asha Keddy, they might be that little bit more friendly. So if you were Asha Keddy, no idea where I pulled her name out of the hat. You're walking down to the coffee and people smiling at you. Are you thinking, they're not smiling because they're nice or I look nice. They're smiling because I'm Asha Keddy.
Yes, they know who I am already, it's because in a way.
I am. And if I ask for something and they kind of give it to me or they go over and above, is it because that's just them or is it because I'm
Asha Keddy?
Well, we're working well. Gillian and Greta with you until 9 o'clock this morning. Poor Claire is woman down. Send her a lovely little message, 0427 JOY949.